Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Funday, no doubt about it, and it's the fifth day already of fucking October 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,600 feet, or 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's smoky, you know, sickening smoky, just fucking waiting on it to maybe just snow in December if they turn off the fucking harp or something and it can put these goddamn fires out so that people can breathe. But and shit, there ain't any misery they can make us, I think they're going to do it. That being said, how's the weather today out there, Nazi Jersey, John?
Well, Henry, at least the weather's nice here in Nazi Jersey. Nothing else is, but the weather's very nice. Right now we have 69 degrees, mostly sunny skies, 55% humidity. So it's actually quite nice out there. But that's about it.
I mean, everything else is hell, yeah.
Oh, everything else, yeah, because we just had our gasoline tax go up again a couple of days ago. Another friggin', was it 10 or 15 cents?
Well, goddamn it, you got the money, dude. Don't worry about it.
I'll just indebt my children, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-great. Oh, that's right. We're not going to be around because according to the Georgia Guidestones, they want to wipe us all out.
Yeah, there might be one of your progeny left to, you know, to be raped at 10 years old and, you know, to be a victim of the pedophiles that are calling themselves gods on this earth. But
Henry, we were supposed to kowtow to them. Now, remember, I told you I've been watching the thing about the Ming Dynasty lately, and there's a lot of kowtowing in it, and that's when you bend as a deep sign of reverence and obedience.
Yes.
You bend down to the ground and touch your forehead to the ground and stuff. So, you know, that's what they want, Henry. They want us to kowtow to them.
Yes, they do. My goddamn knees won't bend, and neither will my back, dude. I don't know what the fucking problem is.
Well, luckily you got a walking stick that looks just like a rifle.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah, now I'm going to give them a run for their goddamn money. I guarantee you, they're going to. I'll make them kowtow. How about that? That'll work.
And that sounds fine. I would love to see it, Henry.
Well, we got another. I got to hear another. State Supreme Court saying that, you know, the lockdown emergency thing is fucking unconstitutional, not a violation of the fucking law, and there's no arrest of the son of a bitch that did it, or the bitch that did it. No arrest, no fucking prosecution, but hey, man, it's the corporation.
No, wait, this is a second state, because who was it? Was it Michigan was the first one?
Pennsylvania,
now Michigan, I think.
Now
right?
Michigan, yep. Anyway, that's what we'll be getting into when we return.
Sounds good, Henry.
All righty then, brother. Just hang in there and we'll be right back.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, the lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Let's see what we got going here.
No, Henry, I used to think that word kowtow, which I heard when I was younger, but I always thought it was a slang term. So when I was hearing it so many times in this series I'm watching, I said, you know what, I just want to look it up and see if it's actually a real word. And, well, lo and behold, it's an actual word.
Well, I've read several books on, you know, like Shogun, what the hell is that? A lot of that, the Clavel stuff, and they talk about kowtowing quite extensively. It's completely submitting yourself to your fucking master. You could lick between their toes if they let you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Michigan.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I just always thought it was a slang term.
Oh, really? Wow, man. Yeah.
You know, just kind of a slang term for that, for what they're calling, you know, that deep display of obedience and subservience, you know, when you kneel down and touch your head all the way to the ground and stuff.
Too, just like one of these freak fucking Zionists humping the wall at kowtow.
Oh, yeah. All right. By the way, happy 27, Henry. The country has now officially gone over $27 trillion in debt. I mean, it's just absurd, man. We're watching the debt meter spin around like an odometer on an SR-71 spy plane.
John, is that all? $27 trillion? Is that all they owe us?
Oh, well, that's just the national debt. Now, the total debt, you know, is over $82 trillion. That's the official debt, the on-book. And then if you count the off-book stuff, well, just double everything.
Well, they need to get paying on that. I need the money. I don't know about you. Motherfuckers. Michigan.
Well, you know what? You remember, what was it, Jimmy the Greek, I think, said, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting up there. Wait, I can't wait. Well, I've already heard it spoken, the quadrillion. I mean, when I first heard billion, it was, you know how it was. It's like a billion, you know, everything was in millions. When I was growing up, man, when I was a kid, if I ever got $1 million, I'd retire for the rest of my life at 10. Yeah, and you could. And then there was the billion. When I started hearing $1 billion, whew, man, that's just an unthinkable amount. Then a trillion, you know. Then they went fast from a billion to a trillion. And now we're talking in the quadrillions, and I don't even know what comes after that. A zillion? Is that a real number?
Well, yeah, we're in comic book land after that. I'll have to look that up. I'm not sure what comes after quadrillion.
We're already in comic book land. Michigan is now unlocked. State Supreme Court strikes down emergency powers. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Randy for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Michigan Supreme Court on Friday struck down a 1945 law that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, has been using to keep the state locked down since April. So she's been doing this since April, buddy. Whitmore
has... And it took them this long to address it, Henry?
Well, address it. If she's been breaking the law, evidently. If she is... I mean, I love the way that they've, you know... Whitmore has... The Supreme Court, you know, struck it down, but, I mean, that means it was against the law. You had no law backing it. What you were doing was unlawful. But there's no consequence to this fucking cunt. Who fucking, and you know they knew that it was, they couldn't do this shit. They can read that fucking Bill of Rights as easy as you can, but it's the argument that you're going to get. It's just like with the guns. Well, the bad guys don't follow the law, and then it costs us good guys more. That's why you shouldn't do it. No, you cannot do it because it is unlawful. It is treason. It is sedition. You get a rope around your fucking neck for doing it. Anyway, Whitmer has repeatedly extended a, quote, state of emergency for the past several months and pointed to a World War II-era law to do so. Wonder if they made that up for those Japanese Americans that they fucking interned without due process of law. I mean, that was a shredding of the fucking Bill of Rights right there. Those people were not, I mean, no due process of, that's what they want right now, John. They want to be able to throw us in these fucking FEMA camps and shit because we will not take fucking their genetic bullshit fucking being pumped in our arms and their tracker tracer chips. They want to fucking be able to just fucking just come in and grab you. Well, you know, Obama put a lot of that shit in place through his executives. There was lists of executive orders on emergency powers. You're going to have a fucking emergency, you cocksuckers. You're going to think it's a real fucking emergency when we start shooting at your fucking suits. Because we'll come right through your fucking goddamn, your cannon fodder like it wasn't even fucking there. And we're coming for you, you fuckers. And if we, don't get me on. Whitmore has repeatedly extended a state of emergency for the past several months and pointed to World War II era law to do so. That was not law. It could not be law because it was a violation of the Supreme Superior Law. But people accepted it because, oh man, false flag that fucking was. The Pearl Harbor. No, everybody, oh yeah, go ahead and throw the Japanese fucking, the Americans of Japanese descent, those sovereign Americans, go ahead and throw them in a fucking concentration camp just because of the blood they carry, and forget about the fact that they have absolute fucking rights under the Bill of Rights, the absolute fucking law of this country. Piss on it, set it aside. You never had the authority to do it. The people should have rose up against the goddamn government back, well, the corporation that was running things back then. And fucking shut this shit down and freed those people. That was, I mean, but hey, man, it was happening to somebody else and not to you. And hey, they did bomb Pearl Harbor, didn't they? With 2 weeks fucking notice and tracing this fucking fleet as it came to Pearl Harbor, moving all the fucking aircraft carriers out so they could sink ships they were going to scuttle anyway to get a fucking war going to kill a whole lot of fucking innocent fucking people. World War II.
And don't forget, Henry, I'll add one last thing. Don't forget the U.S. Navy vacated the entire U.S. Navy fleet from the North Pacific there, along with merchant shipping, just so the Japanese fleet could come across without being detected.
Well, that was nice of them, wasn't it? I mean,
clear the highway. Clear the highway, Henry.
Yeah, that, would they give you, like giving you a stroke, an extra stroke in golf, or a handicap, they call that? Yeah. Most recently, lengthening it until October 27th. But today, the basis for the ongoing lockdown was ruled unconstitutional. Horse shit. It's a fucking violation of the law. Straight up fucking violation of every bit of the due process in the Bill of Rights. And it's a violation of the 9th article that forbids any such authority to exist. And it's a violation of the 10th article that says the same restrictions on that federal fucking piece of shit government that don't exist. That fucking unlawful corporation applies to these fucking, is supposed to apply to the states. But, I mean, once you fucking go and you remove the fucking, Republic, I guess you can do any goddamn thing you want under that Uniform Commercial Code because the Bill of Rights isn't attached to it. Well, I got news for you motherfuckers. That Bill of Rights is a goddamn territorial document. It encompasses the whole United States of these Americas. Every fucking inch of it. And why this bitch, like I said, all 50 of them should be fucking arrested. This isn't like something that somebody just found out or anybody had to take to court. They knew this. They know it. It's to create their own fucking corporate fiefdoms where they, well, I just say it and it's a fucking law. Really? I just shoot and you're fucking dead. The court concluded the Emergency Powers Act in violation of the Constitution. No, in violation of the Bill of Rights. Damn the son of a bitch, dirty fucking Masonic, parasitic fucking pedophile that joined those two fucking documents together. They should have been left apart. And there would have never been a fucking 14th Amendment because they couldn't have. They'd have tried it. It'd been a violation of the other document that belongs to the fucking people that is our fucking law and our jurisdiction. But that's why they put them together, because you put two fucking contracts of opposite fucking power together, one has to rule over the other. And they always meant to get rid of your fucking goddamn procedural due process rights. So that you could be a fucking low-life goddamn coolie and do your fucking kowtowing to your fucking Chinese masters. In violation of the Constitution. Shove your fucking Constitution up your fucking ass. It don't exist. You running a corporation on a corporate charter, you cocksuckers. Of our states, because it's the Constitution of the state, huh? Well, I don't care. The fucking 10th article covers every goddamn state of our state because it purports to delegate to the executive branch the legislative powers. You cannot legislate it. You cannot legislate fucking me into being locked into my house. The only way I can be fucking held in detention is through a fucking common law filing in a common law court with, from a, and, acting upon a common law finding from a common law jury. A jury order from a common law court. That's the only fucking lawful way. You legislature, if they say that's that 14th Amendment shit. You're subject to that legislature. No, I fucking ain't. I ain't a 14th Amendment subject. I'm an individual free sovereign. I'm a free man. You fuckers are just fucking a bunch of fucking treasonous piece of shit invaders running a, what you're running is a fucking occupation, a Vichy occupation, where you just say it and it's so. Well, fucking we got enough guns to say it ain't so, so. Legislative powers of the state, including its, plenary police powers. You don't have police powers, state. You got that, you motherfuckers? We never granted you any kind of fucking power over we the people. You're our fucking punks. You're our fucking bitches. You're our servants. But no, you're not. You're a fucking foreign corporation. You're fucking communist. You're fucking Bolsheviks. You're fucking Marxists. And it's time to shoot your fucking asses out of our country and take back freedom and liberty for our people so that we can live in fucking peace and have happiness in our lives. And to allow the exercise of such powers indefinitely. You don't have the power, legislature of Michigan, you dirty, filthy, fucking treasonous sons of bitches. You can't have it. The 9th article forbids it. And that's the supreme, superior law of we, the people. And it's under our jurisdiction, you cocksuckers. You can't even talk about it. The EPGA cannot continue to provide a basis for the governor to exercise emergency powers. Well, then I guess you're going to go fucking, we're just not going to let you use that power anymore that you used illegally, that you violated the 9th, 10th, and in so violating the 9th, 10th, and violated the entire Bill of Rights. You denied the people of a whole state procedural due process, you fucking bitch. You hang for that shit. That's treason and sedition. Open treason and sedition. Let's see what else we got here. Speaking of these bastards. This ain't gonna come up. I don't know. Here we go. Now, you know, they've been this fucking face mask shit. You know, you got Donald Trump, you know, he supposedly got the COVID-19. So that makes it real, John. You see the big list of them up there? What it is that their fucking bullshit about the economy was failing. Everybody's looking around. Nobody was coming to vote. I mean, that debate knocked them flat of their ass. That showed them that nobody really gives a fuck anymore. We know what you're fucking up to. Everybody knows what you're up to. A lot of too many people are fucking afraid to do anything about it. But there's a whole fucking lot that ain't. And you son of a bitches. And this mask thing, people, they're seeing how far they can push you. They're seeing what you will fucking take. They want to take your fucking gun, you see. But they got to go snippity-snippity. They want to give you that fucking shot. Make no mistake. And they know over half the population's already said, fuck you, we will not take the shot. So that's, and now they see, in a situation like this, I mean, they've given up on the fucking economy fucking thing. Trump has gone over to, you know, fucking to join with his Marxist brothers to fucking, we got to put the full push on this fucking COVID-19 fucking lie, fucking mask bullshit. And we know it's a fucking lie. It was a lie yesterday and the day before and the first day they fucking come up with it. It's been a lie all the fucking long. But when people wouldn't put the mask on the first time, if you remember, it ended up then Trump wore a mask, and then all the fucking Trumpers went and put a mask on because you are fucking dogs. You're dogs that fucking heal when you're told to heal. You're fucking low-life fucking retarded motherfuckers, plain and simple. And now that Trump's caught it, man, it really exists, John. That makes it really exist. Because Trump said he caught it. You remember the thing, like, you remember Trump, don't you? I mean, would he lie to us?
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
So at any rate, fucking he has stepped up. That's why they've done this whole thing, all of his cabinet, that fucking Kellyanne Conway, all the fucking people around him. So because Goebbels' theory is fucking failing. He said if you told that lie long enough and you told it often enough, now they've had to go over to the other side. And one of the things Trump was doing was not wearing a mask, being defiant, you know, trying to create that other camp so that we could join two camps and shoot each other. But it ain't fucking working. Their whole fucking New World Order fucking plot is falling the fucking part. Face masks causing decaying teeth, receding gum lines, and seriously sour breath, reports New York dentist. Oh, huh. Now that dentists have reopened their doors, they're having patients show up. This was sent as global research sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. They're having patients show up with a nasty set of symptoms, which the doctors have dubbed mask mouth, reports Fox News. The new oral hygiene issue caused by, you guessed it, wearing a mask all the time to prevent the spread of coronavirus that don't exist, is leading to all kinds of dental disasters like decaying teeth, receding gum lines, and seriously sour breath. One Manhattan dental told Fox News that they estimate 50% of their patients are suffering from mask-induced dental problems. The dentist theorized that the oral infections are largely caused by people's tendency to mouth breathe while wearing a mask. That's why everybody's got their fucking nose stuck out. That's how you're supposed to fucking breathe. Mouth breathing has many more side effects other than dental infection. Bypassing the nasal cavities denies the body of nitric oxide, a critical blood vessel dilator. The nasal cavity also warms and purifies air before hitting the lungs. Of course, let's see here. Where the hell was I? Of course, other studies have shown masks increase infection rates in other ways, so why not in the mouth? Possibly these dental problems are the result of bacterial growth on the mask and loaded mask, as Professor Dennis Rancourt speculates in his paper Masks Don't Work. Masks create a moist environment in front of the mouth for bacteria to fester while being unhindered by the body's immune system. So it's to poison you. If there was a poison, it's going to make it worse. It's going to collect right there around your mouth where you know when you touch something, you don't want to touch your face because you could get sick. You wash your hands. But this puts it right up there, and you're constantly, I watch these people. They're constantly pulling at them and pulling at them. I can't wait for the fucking winter to get around when it gets down, you know, around 10 fucking degrees, real fucking cold, and everybody's nose is running. That should be fucking interesting. What do you think, John?
John's I think that'll make a great cover for the new Playboy issue.
I'm sure it will.
People are dying, man. I mean, they're not, it's just, you know, they can't breathe. They're friggin' dying, you know. It's a lot worse than just the mouth.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we had those reports, seven weeks ago, a couple of those high school kids died wearing a mask because they were exercising with their little slave mask on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not getting the oxygen. I mean, it's in the beginning, they told the truth. They won't do a goddamn thing. You know, like I've said, what gets me is that, you know, like the fucking Karens and the Todds going around the stores and fucking to rat them out and all these little commie fucking cocksuckers. Now, today, you know, Trump, he took a ride in his fucking auto with his whole fucking entourage around the block to wave at the fucking peasants, so they could kowtow to him. And, you know, they were, And they were talking to, you know, about, oh, the risk he was putting the Secret Service under and everything. Oh, the risk. Oh, God, the high risk. Every one of them's got a fucking mask on. Now, if this fucking mask thing works, which it does not, and it's been, I mean, this fucking, the fact is the particles are too small. I mean, the mask will not stop a particle as small as a fucking virus. They just won't. Not even close. Not even fucking close. But you people wearing these fucking masks and going around, why ain't everybody wearing a mask? Why don't everybody have to wear a mask? Because I'm a fucking plebe and a coolie and I have to kowtow. Why doesn't everybody have to kowtow? Well, if that fucking mask works, why do you have anything to fear from me? See, you walk around with that fucking mask and if it'll stop it coming out, well, surely it'll stop it from coming in, won't it? I can't wait till the snot's running down your goofy fucking face. You bastards. Ammunition makers facing massive order backlog. A shortage may last until 2021. Wonder why everybody's ordering so much goddamn ammunition. And all the people that held on to it, man. All the people that went back in March that knew this shit was coming and fucking filled up fucking warehouses full of it. Boy, they're making fucking bank off this tragedy, aren't they? This is from Daily Wire.
It's not just ammunition. I'll tell you right now, there's a shortage of people almost any kind of firearm around this area, at least. I know a couple of guys, and they were talking about it. They says, you know what? It's almost impossible to find a pistol or a rifle. And then when you do find them, the prices are just outrageous.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, the goddamn gun makers who are the first ones to stick the knife in your fucking back, and the ammunition makers who are the first ones to stick the knife in your fucking back, they're making fucking bank off this shit. They're making bank off this tragedy. See, we're arming ourselves. We're supposed to be arming ourselves to kill one another is what we're supposed to be doing. But we're not getting the job done. But everybody's sure going out and buying a gun because no matter what else, you can tell when fucking lightning struck the shit house because of the smell. Anyway, this is from Daily Wire. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Ammunition makers are reopening reporting a massive backlog, and in some cases, the shortage is so severe that gun owners may not be able to purchase ammunition off the shelves until next year. Bearing Arms reports that at least one Arizona ammunition manufacturer, the Scottsdale, Arizona-based Ammo Incorporated, is facing an $80.1 million backlog and amid record demand for ammunition. We're working right now 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in all the manufacturing plants, the company CEOs told media. The demand has forced Ammo International to expand its industrial operation, adding millions of dollars in machinery and expanding their production. Shooting Illustrated, the National Rifle Association's own news organization, adds that the current ammunition shortage may continue at least until 2021. Bearing Arms notes that the increase in ammunition sales has eclipsed even the increase in gun sales. People, now everything is wonderful in this country. You know, fucking Trump, he's going to be fine. He took some experimental drugs that you can now take because, hey, man, he stepped right up as your fearless leader, and he took those drugs because he has coronavirus because they said so. And I believe, and if they say it on TV, goddamn, what do you want? They can't lie to you on TV, can they, John? Maybe they can. I thought there used to be
I couldn't find the damn mute button. I'm sorry about that. No, Henry, they would never lie to us because they love us, Henry. In fact, they love us so much they want to love us to death.
Yeah, and they're doing everything they can to love us to death. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Parchment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches on 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. Don't let the man get ya. That being said, I just can't wait till this winter. Like I said, it's going to look interesting. People trying to suck snot up their nose with the fucking mask on. I'm going to take pictures. That being said, it's time for the tactical report, so I'm going to turn this mic over to John. It's all yours, brother.
Thank you, Henry. You got a strange sense of humor sometimes, brother. But I'm going to agree with you on that. I think it'll look funny. Yeah, somebody's nasty little slave mask all snot-laden and frozen to their face. Yeah, picture's worth a thousand words, isn't it? You betcha. All right, let's get moving. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Monday. Oh, where'd I have it? Oh, here it is. Monday, October 5th, 2020. It is 1541 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 341 to all you civilians out there. And to everybody who thinks his little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is pointing at the thing that looks like the number eight. Well, it is the number eight. All right, let's get moving. You know, I mentioned it was Monday, and me and Henry mentioned a little bit about this, that the days of our week mostly come from the Norwegians or Nordic theology and the names for their gods and stuff. And so I looked it up, and it turns out every day of the week comes from one of these Nordic gods, except Saturday. The word Saturday actually comes from ancient Roman Latin, which was for Saturn's day, and that became Saturday. Mani, or Mani's day, and Mani was the goddess of the moon. Just a little bit of word etymology there. All right, let's get moving here. I just mentioned before the U.S. debt clock has officially ticked over $27 trillion. Yes, people, that is the most debt in human history for any one country, or even, I think, a combination of countries, except for the current, probably within the last 5 years, because all these countries are all doing the same thing. They're just printing ad infinitum. There is no restraining factor. There is no so-called gold-backed currency or gold-backed money out there. They all came off the gold-backed standard on August 15th, 1971, when Nixon announced a temporary closure of the gold window. Because remember, under the Bretton Woods Agreement, all of the other major currencies, I think it was 44 at the time, I'll have to double check, but if I remember right, there was something like 44 currencies that were actually directly tied to the Federal Reserve note. Remember, there is no U.S. dollar, it's a Federal Reserve note. And we use the term U.S. dollar just to help people understand what I'm talking about sometimes because they're so accustomed to calling it that. But the Federal Reserve note was going to be the world's reserve currency with a gold backing, making all the other currencies indirectly gold backed because they could be exchanged for U.S. dollars depending on their floating peg rate at the time. And then, of course, they could be exchanged for the gold. So they were indirectly gold backed. However, on August 15th, which I believe was a Sunday Sunday afternoon when Nixon came on national television and announced the temporary closure of the gold window, which was actually a default. We defaulted right then and there on not just the so-called U.S. dollar or the Federal Reserve note, but in fact all of the world's currencies at that point technically defaulted because it was no longer meeting its financial requirement to have a gold backing. So, and, of course, that led to the extreme inflation, which was felt just a few years later. Going on, real quick, I wanted to read this one more time. Remember, people, the COVID-19, and I had someone asking me about this. You know, I keep telling them, you know, it's a complete fraud. It's a complete pandemic, a complete scam. And so he says to me, oh, but, and this was a guy, my fellow Marine, you know, a little bit older, and, of course, he's having CNN and them, and I'm telling them, stop watching the people who lie to you and start listening to people who will tell you the truth. He doesn't want to take that simple advice. But he kept asking me, well, what about all them deaths? I says, what deaths? The COVID-19 deaths. I says, there hasn't been a single confirmed death by COVID-19, meaning they actually determined that the person had COVID-19 and that they actually determined that's what killed them. Because that would make it a fatal virus. And as we know, as they keep telling us, over up to 70% of people can have COVID virus and they could be, and this is their favorite word, asymptomatic, meaning you don't even know you have it. You display no symptoms of it. Now remember what I talked about. There is a spectrum of characteristics for any type of biological infection, whether it's virus or bacterial, it doesn't matter. If you get something like Ebola, which is a hemorrhagic, chances are extremely good. Not only are you going to display some symptoms, but you're going to be deathly ill, and you will come close to death. Now, it only kills about 25% of people who actually contract it, but the remaining 75% become extremely extremely ill, quite deathly ill, as a matter of fact, come quite close to death, but fortunately they do survive, but they do know they have it. And, of course, it's a hemorrhagic, which means your blood vessels simply open up and you simply start bleeding both internally and externally. These people are known to suddenly get blood rushing out of their nose. Their eyes will start bleeding. Their ears will start bleeding because everything, the blood vessels open up and everything just starts bleeding, including your lungs. And so a lot of these people who get the Ebola, believe it or not, they drown from their own blood. It's called dry land drowning. Absolutely horrible way to go. But Ebola is not something that you will get and not even know you were infected. You will know. Now, same thing with the so-called COVID-19. They're telling you it's not just a mild type of a virus. It's an extremely mild. In fact, it's so mild that about 70% of people won't even realize that they have it. Well, if you got something that mild, it's not also going to have the characteristics that people can contract it and be killed in a few days or a week. Ain't going to happen, people. It's one or the other, or is where most pathogens are. You're kind of in the middle. You know, sometimes you get kind of ill from it, but very rarely do any of these kill you. Usually it's because you have some kind of underlying condition, is the phrase they'll use. Weak heart condition, you already have a severe cold or a lung infection, and so this is added to that viral load. You may have liver problems, cancer. You know, you have other conditions which made you terminally ill, and then getting or contracting an additional biological burden in you, like a mild cold, tends to be what pushes you over the edge, but that's not what killed you. It was all the conditions that made you terminally ill to begin with is what kill you. Going on. Now, I want to read this with that in mind, because they're pushing this nonsense about the second wave coming, and we're going to get into that in a second. But I do want to read this one more time, because I thought this was about the best summary, the best appraisal of this so-called COVID-19 pandemic. I thought this was done really well. And this was from I don't have it on this one. I believe it was Channel 4, Denver, Colorado, CBS local news station, and the newscaster's name is Johnny K. Johnny K. He says, and I read this once before, but I'm going to read it again because it was just so good. It says, the starting point for knowing the truth about anything is to believe the opposite of what the government and the corporate media tell us. The coronavirus pandemic is a fraud. An invisible, all-purpose enemy to which the government can attribute any dangers it wants to frighten and control us. The international corporate elite that runs things behind the scenes has taken an illness no more dangerous than the common flu, and probably far less so, and turned it into an excuse for an enormous expansion of power, of government power, and an enormous redistribution of resources, literally trillions of dollars from the citizens to the corporate elite. The international corporate elite have used every organization under its control, which is to say, every organization of consequence, to promote this false narrative. According to the numerous studies and the government's own data, at least 98% of those who have the coronavirus are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms. They are not sick. Now, when I mentioned that number before, the 70%, that was according to the CDC. But this guy actually investigated a little deeper into their numbers, and he came across a number of 98% of people can get it and don't even know they have it because it is so benign. The vast majority of the rest have minor symptoms. Only a very small percentage of the remaining group, almost all of whom have pre-existing comorbidity factors such as asthma, cancer, COPD, diabetes, or morbid obesity, have severe symptoms. Only a very small percentage of that group actually die. In terms of its real effect, COVID-19 is like a mild flu, a very mild flu. There is no legitimacy to any of it. The masks, the social distancing, the social bubbles, the self-isolation, self-quarantining, the contact tracing, the flattening of the curve, the alone together, the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the push for vaccination, the push for testing, the ban on assemblies and large groups, the restrictions on churches and prayer groups. None of that is to keep us safe, but all of it is to condition us to accept more government control, more arbitrary regimentation, more transfer of taxpayer money to the corporate elite, and mandatory vaccination. We have been lied to every step of the way. News reports. Oh, I can't see this. Hold on one second. Let me see if I got my other copy. Oh, no, I did. Some of the words got cut off on the page here, so I'll have to find that line. News reports. I can't see. News reports. Overworked doctors. Overcrowded morgues. Overcrowded hospitals. Crowded ICUs, emergency rooms, inundated with thousands of COVID-19 patients, racing ambulances full of COVID-19 patients, mass graves, and refrigerated trucks full of bodies, are contradicted by numerous videos of empty hospitals, empty waiting rooms, empty testing centers, and parked ambulances in the alleged epicenters of the pandemic. The coronavirus charade is no different from previous virus panics, such as SARS, MERS, swine flu, Zika. Only now, people at the top think we are divided enough, stupid enough, and weak enough to submit to a massive acceleration of the ongoing transfer of power and wealth from us to them. Sadly, it appears they are correct. Too many of us still believe, despite overwhelming historical and contemporary evidence to the contrary, that the government and the corporate media do not lie, especially about the big things. In reality, the government and the corporate media lie about the big things. So sorry about that sentence that got cut off there. It's right at the top of the page and some of the words were actually clipped. All right. So I just wanted to read that because I really think that does a great job of summarizing that this whole affair. But he didn't talk about what was the driving force behind it. And as you've heard me mention, and I still haven't seen any articles even really postulating this or proposing it, and that is the Jeffrey Epstein arrest and the associated revelations about who he was tied to, everyone from Prince Andrew in Buckingham Palace over to Bill Clinton in the White House and every fucking buddy in between, including Bill Gates. And, of course, they can't risk that now, can they? So that started the Trump impeachment proceedings, which led to the COVID-19, which led to the riots and protests about police abuse, which quickly got turned into, oh, it's a race riot. And then, of course, the presidential selection process is underway. So there's your new theater. So we're coming up to another news cycle, people, because people are not buying into this. These two mongrel junkyard dogs barking at each other and calling it a presidential debate. There's nothing presidential about it. Anyway, I'm sure there's something in the works right now. And we'll find out very shortly, I'm sure. Going on. Let me get to where I was here. All right. This was it here. I like this. And you've heard Henry talk a little bit about this. And this is over in Zero Hedge. NBC Wall Street Journal poll gives Biden 14-point lead. And then there's ... by massively oversampling Democrats. You know, that's like going into a woman's gym and asking them to raise their hand. How many here are female? And you're going to get 100% response. And then the poll's going to show 100% of females responded by saying, yes, that's that kind of poll packing, as we call it. Yeah, I love that. NBC Wall Street Journal gives Biden a 14-point lead, but all they really sampled were Democrats. What'd you think was going to happen? I love that. Going on. This is interesting. Over in Sputnik News. That's one of them state-controlled Russian news outlets. UK Court of Appeals overturns London High Court decision on Venezuelan gold, lawyer says. Now, remember, Venezuela recently asked for all its gold back, which is being held in the London vaults. And the UK court declared that, well, Venezuela doesn't have any right to its own gold. Well, apparently they took it to whatever their version of a Supreme Court is, and now the UK Court of Appeals overturned the London's High Court decision on the Venezuelan gold. It says, since Juan Guaido, and remember, that's the CIA-sponsored front man that's down there to overthrow the current government, which is the Maduro government, says, since Juan Guaido declared himself acting president, that's it, remember, I love how he did that too, he declared himself acting president of Venezuela. Now, was there a vote for him, a popular vote? Was there even a polling of Venezuelan people asking if they even know who the fuck he was? No, there wasn't. He just simply, you know, declared himself acting president of Venezuela one day because he was backed by some CIA money. says, since Juan Guaido declared himself acting president of Venezuela in January 2019, instead of elected head of state, Nicolas Maduro, the Bank of England has expressed uncertainty over the fate of the gold reserves stored in its vaults and who should be entitled to them. The Venezuelan Central Bank, also called the BCV, has won the first round of appeals against the ruling by the High Court of England and Wales, a lawyer revealed. The UK High Court earlier recognized opposition politician Juan Guaido as an interim president. But you know what? Juan Guaido, he didn't declare himself an interim president. He declared himself the legitimate president of Venezuela. So I love how the UK court just decided, well, he's an interim president, so we can acknowledge that. UK High Court earlier recognized opposition politician Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela and gave him the right to access the country's gold reserves. Now the UK Court of Appeals rejected this position and ordered a detailed judicial review of the dispute. There you go, people. And let me see here. Right now, the Bank of England is holding about $1 billion worth of Venezuela's gold. So you can be damn sure there are some people there in London who want to keep that gold there because somehow they always think it's theirs. Going on, I was talking about de Blasio and this corona fraud, this scamdemic over in Station Gossip. That's the name of the website. StationGossip.com. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to close all non-essential businesses, including public, private schools, and indoor dining in 9 zip codes. Now, I live here in New York City. Well, I'm not in New York City anymore. I lived in New York City for most of my life. I'm actually just south of it here in Central Jersey. And when I tell you, 9 zip codes is actually quite a bit of territory up there. That's a lot of businesses that are going to be shut down by this scumbag communist. It says, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, communist extraordinaire, on Sunday announced he is planning on closing all non-essential businesses, including public and private schools and indoor dining in 9 zip codes beginning on Wednesday. New York has the strictest mask mandate in the country. So why are people in New York City still getting infected with COVID? Aren't masks the holy grail against COVID? I think Henry just talked about that, didn't he? Quote from NBC News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says all non-essential businesses, public and private schools, will close Monday in 9 zip codes in Brooklyn and Queens if approved by the state. After reporting coronavirus cases above a 3% positivity rate for at least 7 consecutive days. The closures would impact roughly 500,000 people in the following zip codes. 11691, that's the Far Rockaway area. 11219, that's Borough Park. 11223, that's the Homecrest Gravesend area. 11230, Midwood. 11204, that's the Bensonhurst and Mapleton area. 11210, that's the Flatlands and Midwood. 11229, that's over in Homecrest and Sheepshead Bay. Now, Sheepshead Bay, that's going to kill a lot of businesses there. They got that's very business oriented, Sheepshead Bay. They got big bazaars and stuff, and man, it's just going to kill them. 11415, Kew Gardens, and 11367, Kew Gardens and Pomananak. Within these 9 zip codes, the mayor says approximately 100 public and 200 non-public schools will be closed. Students in the identified zip codes would be allowed to return to their schools on Monday and Tuesday to meet with teachers and plan for a school-wide return to remote learning. You betcha, people. Doesn't matter. There is no such thing as a COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, you know, I used to think that there was at least some kind of virus which they were basically calling COVID-19, even if it was just like two or three viruses that behave somewhat similarly. But now I'm really starting to fall in line with Henry's statements that he put out quite a while ago that there's not even a fucking COVID-19 virus, period. It's just a common cold. Your garden variety common cold now demands that you shut down not just zip codes, but whole countries and whole nations. Yeah, if that's not communism, I don't know what is, people. Going on. Also over, and this has made the international news, over in Sputnik News. Live updates. New York spots starting October 6th. It says the death toll, and I love this. This is why I kept this article up for reading. The death toll from the coronavirus infection has topped 1.04 million, with over 35 million cases detected globally and more than 24.4 million recoveries, according to Johns Hopkins University. Now, let me clue you in here, people. Let me summarize this down. Like old Johnny K here. Now, remember I just read that summary about, from Johnny K, the news broadcaster from Denver, Colorado, CBS local news station, Channel 4, I believe it was. I just read you that summary, and it was probably, what, about 400 or 500 words? I'm going to summarize this all down, including that headline I just read you, down to about one word for the coronavirus pandemic. It's, let me think here. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to misstate myself. Let me think for a second. Oh, yeah. Ready? Bullshit. It is all bullshit, as George Collin would say. Pure, unadulterated bullshit. This is communism, people. This is communism 101, no less. Going on. Now, let's talk about, remember I mentioned before, I still believe that one of the major impetuses for the push to this pandemic, this scamdemic, this next news cycle, this next scare factor was related to this over in Blacklisted News. New accuser says Ghislaine Maxwell gagged, restrained, and raped her. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell is a female, or at least that's what we believe. That's what she says she is, and that's what the way the media is treating her. I don't know. Maybe she's got a bigger schwanz than all of us put together. I don't know, but I do think she's a female, according to everything I've seen. And so here she raped another female. I mean, this is how sick these people are. Let's just see a couple. Let's just read a paragraph or two of this. Source. The Mind Unleashed, that's the original source for this article right here. The Mind Unleashed, but it is posted over in Black. This year, after Jeffrey Epstein's associate Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, her defense attorneys argued at her bail hearing that she was not Epstein. No shit. And that she was receiving unnecessarily harsh treatment from the court simply because of her association with the billionaire pedophile. Now, remember, people, I've already gone into it, and I'm going to go into it again at some point in the near future, that Jeffrey Epstein was not the center of the spider's web. Ghislaine Maxwell brought Jeffrey Epstein into it, not the other way around. Continuing on here. However, a new accuser has come forward to reveal how she was brutally assaulted and raped by Maxwell because she recruited a 19-year-old girl for Epstein, but lied and told him that she was 16. Oh, so do you understand what I just read? This girl that was working for Ghislaine Maxwell was and worked with her to help recruit some of these underage underage girls, and I'm sure they did boys too, but underage girls, for these pedophile rings, told Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein that the girl she just recruited was 16. When they found out, in fact, she was 19, that's when they brutally gagged, restrained, beat, and raped her. You get that. It says Maxwell and Epstein were both enraged by the incident and both participated in the assault, although she says that Maxwell was the one who started it. She described Maxwell as the real monster in a recent interview. The woman is afraid to go public with her legal name, but is communicating with media under the name Samantha. She said that when she was 21 years old, let's just read this paragraph here. She said that when she was 21 years old, she was going to school at Parsons and getting paid to recruit girls for Epstein and Maxwell. After lying about the ages of one of the girls, restrained
John.
And raped by Ghislaine Maxwell, before Epstein joined in.
John.
She said that Maxwell began yelling at her in a massage room in Epstein's home, calling her a dirty, filthy whore and a lying whore. Next thing I knew, she had a ball gag in my mouth, my hands wrapped around my back. She was raping me with a sex toy. She had taken my clothes off. It all happened so fast, I was stunned. She was using the sex toy on me and herself, and then she called in Epstein, and he joined in, she said. She says that after the incident, the pair gave her $300 and told her not to tell anyone and threatened to kill her if she went to the police. I was terrified. I couldn't do anything to stop them. I remember her giving me $300 and saying, "Don't think about going to the authorities because you won't be alive to see your court date. So, and the story goes. Now, if you want to read more about the, how sick these people are, you go and you look up this article over in Blacklisted News. New accuser says Ghislaine Maxwell gagged, restrained, and raped her. Going on. Talking about Maxwell over in Sputnik News. Now, this is your Russian controlled international news. Epstein's sex slave. Son, Prince Andrew. Now, there's a picture of this girl with Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell standing right behind them. And so she sent this picture to the Queen. That's Prince Andrew's mother. I believe it's her mother. Is it her mother? I don't know. See, we'll get down here. But it's a picture of the three of them in this one picture, and she sent her the picture with a happy birthday on it.
John,
yes.
You've been all through this. You've been cutting out for like 10 seconds at a time. Like when you started that last thing, when you talking about this Prince Andrew thing, like the first 10 seconds was, I mean, just nothing.
Okay. Well, you were cutting out a little bit too, so I don't know if our signal's being interfered with, or is it just on my side?
I don't think they like talking about that Jim Epstein fella or whatever it is.
Especially Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, well, let me see if I can finish this up, because I know my computer's working fine, so I don't think it's on my computer side. All right, let me continue, and just we'll have to endure right now. It says, now, just in case you got cut off, this is over in Sputnik News. Epstein's sex slave wishes happy birthday to the Queen with a picture of her son, Prince Andrew. Now, there's a picture over there on Sputnik News of this girl who was a sex slave with Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell standing right there behind him. And she apparently sent that to the Queen with the wishes, happy birthday. An alleged sex victim of Jeffrey Epstein, Virginia Guffrey. I think I'm saying it right, Guffrey. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. G-I-U-F-F-R-E, Guffrey. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. I haven't heard this name pronounced. Virginia Guffrey maintains that she was forced by the late financier to have sex with Prince Andrew on at least three occasions between 2001 and 2002. The British royals strongly deny this claim or even being acquainted with the American woman. Virginia Roberts, now Guffrey, decided to congratulate Her Majesty the Queen on her birthday in a peculiar way by posting a viral photo of her 17-year-old self standing next to Prince Andrew with British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell in the background. Now, of course, they said they didn't even know who she was, but yet she has a picture of them together. Apparently, they'll have a small case of amnesia. The picture was shared by Guffrey on her Twitter account, accompanied by a caustic caption, "Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. Here's my gift to you. Just a memorable moment of your son." So I guess Prince Andrew is her son. I wasn't sure about that. The post also provided a link to Prince Andrew's Newsnight interview, during which vehemently denied having sexual relationships with the woman or even meeting with her, despite the existence of a photo where they are pictured hugging each other and smiling at the camera. Yeah, there you go, people. And you can see that over on Sputnik News. All right, now here we go, making the push here for the Civil War. Let's take a quick look at this article. Over in RT, Russia Today. It says, as our, and the UN, UN, is in parentheses here. It says, as our uncivil war escalates toward the real thing, America in throes of unrest unlike any in our 244-year history. Well, I disagree with that. First off, that contrived event called the Civil War got pretty brutal. And that was some unrest like we had never seen before. It says here, nearly two-thirds of Americans believe the U.S. is on course for civil war. One-third now support political violence. The first Civil War's death toll won't be beaten, but the second nation's destroying potential will be unequaled. The American left and right, and there we go, people, got to divide you into one of those camps. Either you're to the left or to the right. The American left and right no longer inhabit a common moral universe. In fact, that imagined universe does not exist. Neither does this bullshit. The old cherished cherished political notions no longer apply, if they ever did. Not only are the terms left and right, complete misnomers under the current configuration, but the players are not as they seem, or as they are made out to seem. Well, that I agree with, because we know Soros is falling. On, what I'm trying to establish here is, oh, here we are, people. They're calling it a civil war. It's not a civil war. It's a war against the international communists. It's an open war, period. Civil war would mean we're just fighting between ourselves over some kind of ideological difference, but that's not the case. International communism, subverting, overthrowing our country from within, and then trying to destroy the foundation of our law, which is the Bill of Rights, is not civil war. That's international war. And that's what this is. And it's more than international war. It's war against humanity, because they have it etched in stone. They intend to try and exterminate about 95% of humanity. And we're the last thing standing between them and achieving that object. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that one. And, oh yeah, one last item. Sorry. I just want to mention this. Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Major cities hit as heavy fighting continues. Now remember, that's between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and now they're bombing each other's cities, so it's getting pretty damn serious over there. So I just wanted to mention that, because remember, this is the back burner issue that, when people lose complete interest in following that dogfight called the presidential debate and people don't get out there and vote, they will unleash World War III on this world if they have to cover up the Epstein affair and to help institute international communism in all the countries around this planet. Anyway, that's it. Unless there's any questions or comments, that's it for me, and I'm going to hand it back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Thanks. All right, on
yeah,
you, Henry.
I just wanted to add real quick, those fires are still burning, man, on the West Coast. And, you know, the word COVID, you know, Henry and Laura pointed this out to me a while back. The word COVID has actually been on the back of Lysol bottles for 20 years. I mean, when we were little kids, if you ever got a Lysol bottle, the word COVID would be on the back of the description of the product.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus is what it says.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that what you were saying?
Yep.
But.
It means a cold.
Coronavirus. It's been around. Right. It's crazy, John. I mean, they're just pulling these words off the top of their head and just making shit up. It's all bullshit.
The word coronavirus is not. It is not a particular. The word coronavirus is not a particular illness. It's a general umbrella term that describes a whole family of viruses that are most commonly associated with the common cold. It's like saying the word car. When you say the word car, are you talking about a Ford, a Chevy? The word car is an umbrella term. It covers this notion of a particular mass-produced item that we use for transportation. We call it a car, but it doesn't tell you or it doesn't indicate a specific kind of car when you use the word just car. Same thing when you say coronavirus. It's not a particular disease. It's an umbrella term used to describe a family of viruses most commonly associated with just the common cold. Anyway, that's it for me. Back to you, Henry.
Oh, well, I was thinking about that mask story about the dentist talking about what it's going to do to the what it is doing to the people's mouths and you know how it's going to make people sickly. And, you know, after a few years.
Yeah, but we said that, man. We talked about that, oh, God, how many months ago? We said, look, it's going to cause secondary sicknesses because the mask is going to produce. It is the reason for the increase in especially respiratory-type illnesses or in the respiratory tract, which is what the mouth is part of.
Well, I could see in a few years after all these retards, and then, you know, they'll let them go ahead and take those masks off, and they'll look like the peasants in old Europe, you know, with the rotted teeth and everything while they're kowtowing to their new Chinese overlord in the new corporate fiefdom. It should look pretty.
Oh, wait. You mean we're all going to look like British citizens?
Like fucking crank junkies, yeah.
You ever see the British? They got the worst goddamn teeth, man.
That's why.
I saw some guy had a hole in his mask. He was smoking a cigarette through his mask. He put a little plastic thing on his mask. He's smoking a cigarette right through the mask.
It's a joke, but it ain't funny, guys. It ain't funny how many people are fucking going for this stupid ass shit. Go ahead and go. You want to look like a fucking crack junkie? Go ahead and wear that, son of a bitch. I see people riding around in cars wearing them. I can't fucking believe it. At any rate.
My favorite Henry is when you see them in the car by themselves, windows rolled up tight, and they're still wearing their little douchebag mask.
Yeah, it's taken care of. You're going to look like a fucking, 14th century fucking European peasant. There's all teeth all rotted out and look like a crank junkie while you're kowtowing to your fucking Chinese master. That's what you got coming for you. And I still can't wait for the summer. I mean, for this winter when it gets real cold and the snot comes into play. I'm going to enjoy watching that. At any rate, we've made it past the top of the hour and then some. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And don't buy this fucking shit. I mean, they've had to come together as communist brothers to try to force that fucking mask thing because they cannot let that Goebbels fucking thing fall. Goebbels said if you keep telling the lie, no matter how big, if you tell it over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again, then it will finally become the people will believe it. And we gotta shut that down. We gotta say, fuck no, we're never gonna fucking believe it. We know fucking better. We got the evidence that you're a fucking liar. We know what you're fucking doing. Well, except for the people that are walking around getting their, letting themselves rot underneath those fucking things, these nasty bastards who'd want to kiss you. At any rate, we will be back, like I said, tomorrow, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, if you want to do anything, I mean, just it don't take no nerve, man. I mean, maybe you're too scared to even do that, but unregister to vote and let them know you're not going along with this fucking shit. We need more of that. I think there's been a lot of it. And it's causing them aches and pains. That's why they had to put on this fucking production. I mean, this is like a general hospital. You know, fucking, Dr. O'Ryan, he caught the fucking virus from one of his patients. And, oh, my goodness, you know, all this shit. Trying to make you believe the unbelievable. What we know is not fucking true. And if you Trump-tards, you want to throw on a mask because you're fucking knight in shining armor, good, please do. Because you need to look like a European fucking peasant. So you can do, so when it comes time to kowtow, you can just, you know, be disgust. They want you to look disgusting because you are disgusting. And anyway, unregister to vote. That is the word from the trenches.